This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to remind you that we are giving you a chance to win a Rolux Reel Mower. Guys, cut down day is going to happen. And when it does, you need to be in the mix. Go and register and make sure you sign up for the contest. It's pretty cool. But when cut down day happens, that's when we're going to give this away. I think it's August 27th. And it's at 92.9 The Game, our contest page. You can go check that out. It's lots of fun, man. And it's a great mower. So we were at camp today. We are going to talk to Aaron Murray here in just a second. But if you're just tuning in, a variety of skirmishes at camp today. Michael Penix was in the first one, which set off a couple of more. And Michael Penix's comments about the brawl, he said, look, we want to get the work in, but sometimes it goes where it goes. And Mike and I will fill you in on what we saw and our takes on all things regarding the Falcons and Titans in their joint practices day number two. But before we get to that, let's talk some dogs. He's a dog for life, ESPN, SiriusXM analyst, college football. We love him. Aaron Murray, man. What's going on, brother? How you been?
Doing good, doing good. I love the tenacity from a quarterback in Penix, so with the little fight, baby. Let's go. Usually when fights break out, you know, you gotta protect the quarterback. It's like Secret Service with the president. Get him away, hide him, protect that. You want for Penix's left arm. So to hear that he's mixing up a little bit, I like it.
Aaron, we don't want to make it into a federal case, but we love the leadership. And, I mean, the team's rallied around this guy. He was lighting up Tennessee. He was in real deep balls. So they got ticked off second day of this joint practice. But does that build a camaraderie? And obviously, it can't hurt, right?
Oh, no, definitely can't hurt. I mean, heck, I know we're going to talk a lot about Georgia and probably Gunner. But think about Gunner last year against Texas,
right?
And the hit that he took. Mm. And, you know, there's a fine line of being stupid in order to show your toughness. Because, I mean, we all know that there's a get over on the quarterbacks that we're soft and we got to protect them. And, you know, we wear our red jerseys and stay away and treat them a little bit differently. But, you know, you can find ways to demonstrate to your teammates that, you know, you do got that little bit of a factor to you, that you're a fighter, that you're a leader. There's a variety of ways to do it. I thought Gunner obviously did that last year with that play against Texas. And, you know, Penix doing it today, I think shows a little something to the team.
All right. Aaron, what was, in your opinion, wrong with Georgia last year? And is it something that they can correct and it will be better this year? When I say what was wrong with them, obviously we're talking about not winning the national championship. But there are a lot of things that Mike and I think were wrong, right? They didn't run the ball enough. They didn't do this. Receivers dropped a lot of passes. What do you think was wrong with the Dogs? And can they get better and correct it this season?
Yeah, I mean, just go buy a bunch of stick-up. You know, just put a bunch of stick-up on those gloves and it'll be good to go. So, it was kind of a cause and effect. I think you guys said on a lot of things right there. But, you know, the receivers do have to be better. You know, if there's three things that Georgia struggled with last year, kind of the big three would be, you know, one, drops, which I think is hopefully curable. I do like the receiving core that Georgia has amassed, whether it's the transfer portal guys they brought back or in the high school ranks. So I do think that is fixable. A lot of work there. And to you know, the running game. You know, it's weird to watch. And listen, I didn't grow up a Georgia fan. You know, I grew up in the state of Florida. I didn't watch a lot of college football in general, more professional football. But the first few times I started watching Georgia is with a guy named Knowshon Moreno.
Right.
You know, and you turn the tape and Knowshon's, you know, busting big runs left and right. And you know, then I get to Georgia and I got Todd Gurley and Keith Marshall. And they're, you know, popping off 30, 40, 50-yard runs plus, you know, three, four, five times a game. Then you got Sony and Chubb. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And then all of a sudden, last year, you watch like, man, you know, why is it so difficult to run? Like, where are the explosive plays? Like, where are those big gainers? All of a sudden, you hand the ball from the first and 10 to the 25, and it's a 25-yard, 30-yard gain, and we're in positive territory. Like, never, everything just seems so difficult in the run game. So you're hoping that kind of gets going with Nate this year and the running back crew and the guy they got from Illinois in the transfer portal and Cash and, you know, in that core. So running game has to be more consistent, and the offensive line as well has to be better in that factor. And then, you know, then Carson, you know, forced the balls last year, a lot to do with pressing. So you got to take care of it as well if you're a gunner.
It's Aaron Murray with us, guys, and great job. He's, I mean, rewriting the record book at Georgia. Mike Bobo gets a new coaching job after you leave at Colorado State, thanks to the work that you put in. I sometimes feel that, you know, he doesn't run the ball enough. I know you've heard all the criticism about Coach Bobo. I don't expect you to criticize him, but a game like the Sugar Bowl against Notre Dame, that was, to your point, so uncharacteristic for Georgia to see how they got, like, manhandled at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I mean, that was surprising. I mean, listen, a lot of issues I show when it came to just health, I think, especially the offensive line. And if there's one thing I would love to see, and I know it's difficult in today's game because you want to get your 4- and 5-star guys. That's what Georgia has. Offensive line, they got a bunch of 4- and 5-star guys, not only starters, but backups that you got to give them reps. You got to make them feel good. That way they stay on the roster and don't, you know, transfer as soon as the season ends. Right. But you know, there's a fine line of doing that, but also making sure that those five guys get enough reps together as a unit, build the communication, build that trust, and then just play in their position. Not, hey, you're playing left tackle for a quarter, then you're going to move to left guard, then you move to right. Like, just your five, sticking with your five, and building that throughout the season, I think is something that you did not see last year. And I said, you know, a little bit has to do with, you know, mostly has to do with guys just getting banged up and, you know, Searles having to play the carousel a little bit. With moving, you know, left tackle to center and all, et cetera, et cetera. So I hope that is better this year, and I think that can help the run game out a little bit more. But I know people hate it, you know, the screen game, but that is an extension of the run game. It's a numbers game, and I know not every time it's going to be successful. And I know, you know, people think like, oh, a screen play that goes for 3 yards is a bad play. Well, that's a run play for 3 yards. Mm-hmm. You know, and honestly, we talk about explosive runs, but if you can get, you know, 3-4 yard runs, you put yourself in a good situation on third down. And then with a running back, quarterback like Gunner, you know, you open up his ability to run the football as well in those third and short situations, which is great for the offense. So, you know, those RPOs, those run pass options, that's all run game. It just allows the quarterback to say, you know what, it's a 7-man box or it's an 8-man box. I don't like the numbers. They got one more than we can block. Let me get the ball to my perimeter. And, you know, they got some receivers this year, you know, Dylan Bell, Zachariah Branch, where, you know, you get those guys the ball with any kind of space, and hopefully those guys can make someone miss. And all of a sudden that 3-4 yard supposed run through a screenplay turns into a 10-15+ yard.
Aaron Murray, who is an ESPN college football analyst and calls games as well, SiriusXM. I want to ask you about who you think the best college football quarterback is going into the season, because we know that may change by the end of the year.
Right.
Is it Klubnik? Is it Nussmeier? Is it Allard at Penn State? Who is the best going into the season, in your opinion?
I think DJ Lagway at Florida is the most gifted quarterback in the country. I think I had an opportunity to cover his first real big start last year versus Kentucky, got to know him, talk to him, sit down with him, and then, you know, see what he did on the field, and, you know, obviously watched him throughout the year as well. And I don't think there is a more gifted quarterback in all of college football when he comes to checking off all the boxes. Size, arm strength, athleticism, has it between the ears, all that. You know, and I love those other quarterbacks as well, but, you know, Aller's not, you know, I thought Aller's decently athletic, but he's not as athletic size-wise, arm strength-wise, both very similar. You know, Lenoris, I think, is tremendous at South Carolina. I covered him twice last year. You know, big kid, physical kid, good arm, maybe not as natural of a thrower as DJ is. you know, Klubnik made some huge strides a year ago, especially, you know, what I would think was a pretty poor performance against Georgia in the first game. You know, really built a lot of confidence. But, yeah, I still wouldn't necessarily consider him as natural a thrower as DJ. So, you know, he's still green. He's played, you know, what, seven games in his career. There's a lot of growing that needs to be done, and there's definitely some turnovers that have to be eliminated in his game. But from an overall talent standpoint, I think he is the most gifted quarterback in all the college football. But I love those guys. I think Nuss is due for a monster year. I think Aller's a really good quarterback. I think he's someone that, you know, needs some support around him because they did not have it last year besides their tight end. I know Penn State put an emphasis on the receiving position this year. So, you know, I do think if they put some guys around him from the receiving spot, you know, Drew could have a pretty monster season.
Talking with Aaron Murray, guys, about the SEC. And, again, we love DJ Lagway. Just every Florida fan word they heard, he was wearing a boot earlier at camp. Apparently he's better there. Yeah. Aaron, do you believe that with all these new transfers, because these guys seem so super athletic, that you will see Gunnar Stockton, will he be a top five SEC quarterback? Is that too much?
You know, I don't think that's hard to put off. I think that with the talent that Georgia has around him, and I'm not trying to handicap Gunnar at all. I think Gunnar's a really good quarterback. I went back and, you know, watched the tape of every game from that he played in last year, whether it was kind of mop up duty or the game against Texas or the game against Notre Dame, and you walked away really impressed. You know, you're talking about a kid that could make all the throws, you know, maybe not as smooth of a passer as, say, Carson was, but still accurate with the football, has the arm strength to push it vertically down the field. I would like to see, you know, him continue to develop and trust in layering the football, something that, you know, I was really impressed with Carson and his ability to do over those two seasons he started at Georgia. But he can deliver the fastball. He can put it in the tight windows. I think he's got some big receivers on the outside. And Noah, the transfer from A&M, and obviously Colby Young as well, where you trust those guys are going to create some space. You can put in some tight windows and let those guys, you know, win some 50-50 balls on the outside as well. So, yeah, I think he's got the talent around him. I think he's a talented enough quarterback. But, you know, I just listed off the quarterbacks in this league. There's a lot of good ones, you know, DJ and Lenoris. And, you know, obviously everyone's all eyes will be on Texas. And,
right.
You know, and Arch Manning, I think that's still a big question mark there of how good he's going to be. You know, Nuss there at LSU. I think, I honestly think Auburn is kind of a sneaky team just in general this year. And I do think that their quarterback, the kid from Oklahoma, is very talented. I think he was obviously put in a bad situation a year ago with all the injuries that he had to deal around him and all that. So if they can build his confidence with Jackson Arnold, with all the receivers that he has around him, I think that's an interesting situation and an offense, too, that could flourish. And that's a kind of a big game for me when I look at Georgia's schedule. Right. You know, it's kind of, I think, middle of the season, maybe game five or six in Auburn, and a game where Auburn could be a pretty good team this year with that offense.
What do you know about Ty Simpson, by the way, who was named for now the starting quarterback for Bama?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think most people think of Ty Simpson. We think of that game versus USF, what, 2 years ago
right.
it was?
Right.
You know, just how bad it was and how uninspired Alabama looked. I mean, almost probably could have lost that football game against the Bulls down there in Tampa. So, you know, you love the fact that he's a veteran guy. He's played some college football. You know, good size, good athleticism, good arm. You know, this will be his second year in the system. You know, he's got some talent around him as well, especially with Ryan Williams probably being the premier receiver in the SEC, you know, Bernard as well. So, yeah, I think it's wait and see. I don't know. I said, like, you know, from the few limited snaps that we've seen from Ty Simpson, whether it's in spring games or in games as a player, it hasn't been anything great. I don't think it's been anything terrible. I think that Alabama game versus USF, everyone played pretty uninspiring and, you know, just was not very motivated after the situation going on with Jalen Milroe. So I think he's good, like I said, from what I've seen, limited. But I think that is a major question mark for Alabama. And, you know, that's the funny thing this year. You look at the SEC as a whole, you know, the three most talented teams are Texas, Alabama, and Georgia. But all three have big question marks at quarterback. Arch has played very limited snaps and hasn't really played against any elite defense. So what is he going to look like? Or he has played against elite defenses like in Georgia, but didn't look very good. You know, how good is Arch Manning? Is he elite or is he just good? You know, Gunnar Stockton, same thing. Is he good, but is he elite? And then you say thing about Ty Simpson, Alabama, then you kind of, that's the tier one teams. Then you go to tier two and you got Florida, you had LSU, you had South Carolina, just to name a few in that tier two that maybe aren't as talented, but guess what? They got the premier quarterbacks in that in the SEC. So it's going to be a really fun year in this league because of that dynamic of elite teams have some question marks at the quarterback spot. Next tier, really talented, have the quarterbacks that you can trust. You can win some of those big-time games.
Before we let you go, I saw your social today. It made me laugh. You said, is this real or AI? And it's year one of Brock Bowers, who right. looks like Brock Bowers. And then year two, he's bald. right. And I'm laughing because – and you said, is it AI? Dude, Brock Bowers had 112 balls last year, Aaron. Oh, and his quarterbacks were Aiden McConnell, Gunner or Gardner Minshew and Desmond Ridder.
Ugh.
How in the hell? How does he do what he did last year with the Raiders?
Well, he's just one. He's a great human being. You know, he's truly what you want for a face of your franchise. Hardworking, don't have to worry about it off the field. You know, focus and that, I mean that's what separates because you know when you get to the top of the top, you know everyone's good. You know, everyone's talented. You know, and obviously he's maybe a little bit more talented than most, and especially at the tight end position with how athletic he is. But it comes down to just preparation and just love of the game. And he's someone that, you know, doesn't worry about being flashy and, you know, wearing the coolest stuff or the social media or this, that, and the other. He just wants to be a football player. You know, he wants to get in there and work his tail off, watch film, do all the rehab, do all the training, and put himself in a position to be excellent. So that's when you get like the, you know, the top of the top and they elevate themselves even further. You know, you get big seasons like that and you get monster careers. And I do think that he's due for a monster career. And hopefully this year with, I think, what Geno at quarterback, you know, he can put up similar numbers.
Yeah. 1,194 yards, 5 touchdowns. Man, this guy was a beast.
Whew.
It's crazy. Aaron, and we appreciate you, man. As always, it's so much fun to talk with you. Dog for Life, ESPN, again, analyst, Sirius XM, and you'll see him calling games this year for college football, man. Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Aaron.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a great
You got it, man. Again, we all know that had Georgia had a little bit of a defense to stop the run game, Alabama, in that 2012. And Aaron's going to probably
won it.
Win a natty for Georgia and Mark Richt because they would have smoked Notre Dame.
You know what's crazy about that? This is that two paths in life, right?
Right.
If Georgia does beat Alabama and wins a national championship against Notre Dame that year, Coach Mark Richt probably gets an extension.
Right.
And
changes
you don't,
everything, right?
And you don't get Kirby Smart.
Right.
That's probably what happens. But it didn't play out that way. Hey, man, coming up, more takeaways from practice with the Titans. Michael Penix, why were you fighting? You'll hear it next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fights today. But that wasn't all. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you missed Aaron Murray, great stuff from him today talking about the Dogs. And by the way, before we talk about what Michael Penix had to say, and we're going to play it for you, Big O, about his comments on the brawl and having each other's backs, you believe they're going to correct all that stuff Aaron Murray just talked about from last season?
Ooh, I mean, the physicality, the run game, because the way to look at it is, and I know that it's another year of being coached up, but some of those guys that got pushed around by Notre Dame, the guys that were behind them weren't good enough to get over them to maybe do a better job. And that's why I know I'm always harping on that. But to me, it was just so un-Kirby-like to see a team really punch you in the mouth and you couldn't respond. And you doubled down. I didn't like Bobo's play call by trying to be aggressive before the half. When you just got to sit on
just,
it.
You would just say
it. Yeah, you give. I mean, you can't put a guy in that situation. It was less than a minute on the clock. I know we always want to be aggressive by nature, but I just thought that wasn't the time and place. And then so you basically was a 14-point turnaround because you give them a touchdown, then they get the special teams touchdown on the kick return.
Yeah.
So other than that, because Georgia's defense really held Notre Dame down. So it's frustrating. That's a game where your offense really just could not get it in gear. So we're looking, for a sign that these big time athletic wide receivers these transfers to dominate the early competition of Marshall and Austin Peay. But then Tennessee on the road. How does Gunner handle his water in that situation?
It goes up. The competition level certainly goes up. We are going to see, and I cannot wait. By the way, Dogs have another scrimmage this weekend. We'll talk to Connor Riley next week as we continue to talk all things college football here on the show. As far as the fights today, if you're just getting in the car, have your access in the show on your computer. Maybe you're walking a dog. You're listening on the app. Thank you guys for being here and listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Here's the deal with Michael Penix. This was not him on a street corner talking in a way to provoke somebody. In these game situations, and you're playing back and forth, Mike, in this competition, when Michael Penix started to make plays is when the Titans' defense started to talk to him.
Right.
And he just didn't allow it. And as I said to you guys as we started the show, my guess is when he makes a comment about being called out of his name, he got called a B. And didn't appreciate it and responded accordingly. And the next thing you know, somebody put hands on him. And now you've touched our quarterback, which set off this brawl.
In a non-contact jersey.
Correct. I mean,
that's one thing about the scrimmage. You still can't hit Cam Ward, and they can't hit Michael Penix Jr. or Kirk Cousins, for that matter. So all of a sudden, McGarry's like, what? McGarry and Bergeron, and like the guys, say what you want about, we love McGarry's toughness, his attitude. Bergeron was in there. We saw McGarry's lid got knocked off. You know, everybody's in the mix. And the defense, I mean, the way that when Penix hit the ground, the way what?
Yes.
What just happened? And the defense, I mean, everybody was in there, and all of a sudden, and it really was this big melee.
It was. Here is his comments talking about what happened. And here's the funny thing, guys. I don't know if he remembers or not, because I think we've all had a point in our lives where you've been turned up and turned on where you don't remember what happened, or he's just telling us this because he doesn't want to talk about what he was feeling in that moment because he says that wasn't me. And what he means is, look, he keeps his cool at all times. This is not what we expect. But I appreciate him doing what he did because it's like we're not going to take any crap. Here's Michael Penix.
Competitive, threw a deep pass. They had a lot of words throughout practice, so I gave my words and just went a little bit too far. I don't know. I was somebody else. I don't really remember. That's not something that we want to be doing in practice. We want to get our reps in, get that good work in. But it went how it went. But to see the team have my back and they were there, make sure they protect me. A lot of guys asked me if I was good, and it was good to know that those guys got my back. So I don't know where I was at in it. It was just a lot of people. I know I was down there somewhere. I wasn't the only one, though.
It looked like when everything was calming down, you kind of didn't mind going over and giving them a few more words, and the teammate kind of held you back.
Nah, I really don't remember what happened. That was somebody else out there.
We're so used to seeing you like calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes. So.
That's me. I don't know what that was.
Everybody who was there was just vibing it because it's a leadership thing. And I know that we said that earlier, Carl, this doesn't mean they're going to win, you know, 12, 15, whatever you think this is going to be the season. But it's just, it's something. First of all, I'm glad he get hurt. But he's a leader and he leads. He doesn't shy away. He doesn't run away. We've seen guys talk stuff and then back out.
Yes.
He's in the mix. This team loves this guy. Team's got his back. You know, there's a couple of guys like this. I mean, they've got, you know, Pierce Jr. We talked about yesterday. A couple Titans players going, man, that 27 guy's talking some blank. So Tennessee got embarrassed yesterday, came with some edge today. But we still, if you were going to talk about what happened today, we won. Cam Ward had, Calvin Ridley had a really good day again. Ridley was really, talk about a guy that was amped up.
Yeah.
He beats A.J. Terrell on a touchdown, on a go route, and he puts a move on him and gets open. And then basically kind of flashes in front of the crowd with the ball. Like, blah, 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 blah. I mean, he was like just screaming. He was like, he was just so amped up. I'm like, I looked at Carl. I go, Calvin Ridley is speaking in tongues right now.
What did he just say?
Wow. They're going to one of them snake handling churches. But yeah, he was feeling it, man.
He was.
But that's it's just things you're looking for. I mean, it's not like Penix, you know, got in there and took his helmet off and like, what was that first Batman with Michael Keaton? You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Let's get crazy.
But I mean, there's just things, a toughness, an attitude. And guys, it happened today with the Jets and the Giants. It literally looked like a game of pile on the quarterback, like 50 guys piling on. It's like 5 feet high, this pile of Giants and Jets today. But I just think it's something for Falcon fans you want to hang your hat on. This guy's a legitimate leader. That's what we take from
it. I love him. By the way, Caden Ellis, when asked about it today, Caden said, all right, Mike, I love you, dog. That's my quarterback. Caden Ellis responds to Michael Penix being in the mix. And here's the deal. Again, you don't want to see this, but he didn't shy away and back down from it. And I think more than anything, you get a different level of respect. Like, hey, not only is he out here dropping dimes,
right?
But if we need to go there, he can go there too. And there's something to be said about that. Now, it's not going to happen in a real game because, again, you're not going to take the penalty. Guys aren't going to be running onto the field, and you're going to get suspensions and all of that kind of stuff. But this is how you build that camaraderie. And these guys have been spending a lot of time together, man. Camp is about time, understanding where guys are, Mike, you know, figuring guys out. And more importantly, you learn about guys. And I'm going to tell you something. You know if a guy's a fraud or not.
Right.
This is where you find out. And I'm not talking about this moment, but when you interact with guys as much as they are, you realize, like, okay, pretty good quarterback, but, man, he might be a fraud.
Right.
He's not. Well, he's a real dude.
You and I were talking about this earlier, and no matter where you grew up, you know, you ever get in a scrap and, like, you know who in your crew's got your back. And probably everybody, otherwise it wouldn't be in your crew, right? Your immediate group of friends.
Sure.
But you know who that guy is going to step up. We talked about, you know, the attitude the team embraces. DJ Williams, who's the quarterback coach, says that he thinks it speaks to his leadership. He brought that up. And who he is in that locker room. We don't really see that a lot. You know, as coaches are upstairs, they're downstairs, but you see this relationship and the trust of the guys. Everybody runs to his defense from both sides of the ball. So, I mean, I'm saying this is a good thing for the Falcons. Now, hopefully, now, if we can't run and we can't block, that it don't mean anything.
Right.
But I think we are going to be better in all facets.
Well,
this year.
And here's where I'm at, the difference on this. And we got some guy talk coming up. Also, more on the Falcons. And you will hear more from what we got from players today, including Jeff Ulbrich, our defensive coordinator, and more of Michael Penix, who, again, was part of the big story today outside of the work that they got in. And they did get some good work in. But here's the difference, Mike. In years past, when we've had incidents like this, maybe we just weren't as talented. And this team is more talented than we've been in the last 6 years. And I mean that. There were 3 years where we didn't have any money to spend. Okay?
Right.
Literally, we were going out and trying to just acquire guys and wishing and hoping. We all of a sudden now have more talent. We've acquired more talent, either through the draft or free agency, and certainly the guys that have been developed here. But you start adding that together with what you think is a good football team, now that's different, Mike, than a team that's just trying to, hell, we might as well fight because we ain't going to win no games. Because that's what I get from the Titans.
Right.
I get that from the Titans because they're not as talented. Guys, their roster, starters are fine. That's not a deep roster when you start talking about how the season goes and are they going to be able to compete? Will they win a division? Are they a playoff team? They're in a different place than we are. And that's why Mike keeps talking about, you know, they didn't win a lot of games. That's why you get the first overall pick.
Right. And again, they were humiliated yesterday. So we all knew this was coming. You know, we all expected it. And then, but I didn't expect four. Expect four scraps.
No.
And then there was a special teams. It was a punt drill where it was Casey Washington, who's having a really good camp. And somebody's talking some stuff. And he just grabs a guy, picks him up, wham, puts him on the ground. Flags. So that would have been 15 yards. And guys keep hitting us up on the text like, no, we're not saying we're going to go be the Philadelphia Flyers from the 70s or the 70s Raiders. We're just saying, you're looking for a heartbeat and a pulse, and this team's definitely got that.
Matt on the tweet, Mike, he goes, I can interpret the really what Ridley said, guys. He said, that is interpreted as, let me get the Mets on the money line. Too soon? No, come on.
It's pretty funny.
Mike Bell, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, speaking of gambling, what the brother of a disgraced NBA player has to say about how easy it is for guys to, you know, maybe start throwing some games. It's a really slippery slope. Also coming up, how long does it take to order Chick-fil-A in person at the counter? I did not have problems with my anger management, but I will explain what happened today at Colony Square. Stay tuned.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, nice sunny day, man. Sounds like more rain coming our way, but it was nice to be at practice. It wasn't overly hot, but not be like Seattle, like it's been the last couple of weeks. It is Dukes and Bell, man. We got a Falcons report coming up at the top of the hour. Sports gambling has become a big story, and baseball players suspended for the Guardians this year. We talked about what happened to Jante Porter last year, and now we've got a story, and we're still getting more details about what John Mattier from Oklahoma may or may not have done when he was at Washington State. Was it simply a joke of saying, ah, sports gambling, when he sent some money on Venmo? And you and I were talking about it yesterday. When you're talking about athletes getting paid millions of dollars, you're going to break a kid's balls for spending $250 if it was even a sports bet? Or do you say, oh, he's Arch Schleister now? For those who remember, Arch Schleister was a degenerate gambler for Ohio State that was just a hot mess.
Yeah, there have been incidents in college sports throughout the course of time that have stood out and certainly put a black eye on things when it comes to gambling, which is why everybody said they'll never be gambling in college sports or professional sports. Meaning the league's aligned with it.
Right.
Well, we know now that's the case. And, Mike, look, I don't know if the kid's guilty, not guilty. He's denied it. They're going to do the investigation. But I think this is much ado about nothing. And, again, part of this is, and I think it was Big O yesterday who tweeted or texted us when we were talking about this story, keep your Venmo private, man. I mean, like, people can look and see when you've had transactions and doing all kinds of things. And most people use it for what? Babysitting. Repay for gas.
Right.
Here's the gift money I owe you. Like, that's real stuff. But people look at that stuff, and when you see gambling comments, it makes you automatically assume.
But you and I were talking off the air. Like, sometimes, like, if I was in Vegas, you know, and somebody would, you know, I'd lend somebody $500 if they came up, coming up short, you know, in craps or $1,000.
Sure.
And my buddy would mail me a check from New York because, you know, and my buddies are all wise asses. So he would say, like, you know, $1,000 pay to me, you know, on the memo note. Erotic massage.
Correct.
You
know what I mean? Having fun.
You're screwing around. So if that's the case, having fun. But like obviously right now it's under the microscope. The reason I mention this is Jante Porter got in trouble, and it was pretty cut and dry. His brother Michael Porter, who's now with Brooklyn, by the way, after many years with the Nuggets, he goes on Steiny's podcast one night with Steiny and talks about how easy it can be and explains, you know, how some of this goes back to the street or where you grew up. Take a listen about how he says it's a very, very slippery slope for sports gambling.
The sports gambling stuff can affect that a lot.
100%.
Think about it.
There you go.
You get mad at these dudes that do the sports betting. But think about if you could get all your homies rich by telling them, yo,
no
bet $10,000 on my under. You know, this one game, I'm going to act like I got an injury and I'm going to sit out. I'm going to come out after 3 minutes. And they all get a little bad because you did it one game. Like, that is so not okay. But some people probably think like that. They come from nothing, and 100%. All their homies have nothing.
100%.
And they're like, bro, if I come out of this game after 3 minutes and y'all all hit on my under, we're all getting a little bag.
What do you make of that? I mean, he's laying it out. That's exactly it. You could see it.
You could. This is the fear of these live betting moments and these over-unders, Mike, on players of insignificance. Because those are the guys who can affect the game in this way, which is what he's talking about.
And Vegas tracks it. Oh, there's all of a sudden this huge action on a nobody.
Nobody.
Huge red flag.
Yeah. I don't like the fact that he's even insinuating this, but he's telling you these are the real conversations that people have had, and he's probably been privy to some of this stuff. But, you know, bottom line is, man, it's called integrity. And I don't expect all of these professional athletes to have it. But you would think, Mike, that that is what's going to not allow you to do something like this. But I certainly understand where he's coming from. And, you know, first and foremost, you're telling your boys that you're going to do something like this. You know, if you're found out and you will be.
Right.
You're going to spend a lot of time in jail. You're done. Your career's over. It's just not worth it. And especially, Mike, if you're worried about, you know, again, I've always said this. Like, everybody has somebody that they know or in their family that has made it. And when I say that, a friend who came up, right? And maybe they got a chance to play in the league or something like that. But you can't take care of everybody, man. You can't. And so when you say stuff like this, I think it's a mistake. But at the end of the day, he's not wrong about how easy you could try to pull this off.
Right.
The problem is they're looking at all this stuff.
That's
now.
Right. And we saw with Calvin Ridley, there's always a digital trail, so there's just no way you're going to outsmart it. Just as a sidebar, something that came up, we were down in the Keys talking to one of my buddies, and he was, you know, he's a big football fan. He goes, he's not a big gambler. And he goes, he finds all the gambling stuff and the over ESPN especially now, and the way they've, you know, they're going to partner with the NFL with this new resume. He thinks the gambling is almost too much. Is it? Now, I bet baseball. When we do our pick segment, there'll be three games. I do a parlay. Now, a parlay, by definition, is a sucker bet. Mm-hmm. You take one team you're most confident in, your money line, that's where you should put your action. You know, and but I've always tried to be responsible with it. But do you find that, like, it's almost distracting?
It's overpaying.
It's over. I don't need all these numbers that are thrown, almost like Bloomberg television watching ESPN.
Well, and again, it went from nothing to now you're overwhelmed. Yeah. With it, and by the way,
probabilities of something happening real time in the game. I mean, that's to me, that truly is degenerate gambling.
Oh, of course it is. The live betting, Mike, is a whole other element. Right. And this is where you know you might have an issue. If you're so compelled, where you're watching a game, and then all of a sudden you got to get in on the second half, and who's going to score the first bucket, or who's going to kick the first field goal, or Mike, he's going to throw a touchdown to start the second half. Like, that's what a lot of people are betting on. That's where it gets dangerous, because then it becomes those are bad habits to create. I can't tell people what to do, but I do feel overwhelmed, and I enjoy gambling.
Right.
Like, I have no problems with self-responsibility going where it's legal, because we know it's not in Georgia. We should have the app, and Mike and I are advocates for that. But at the end of the day, I don't have an issue with people gambling, because you should be allowed to do what you want. But I am overwhelmed with all the stuff that hits us now.
Like I said, I do.
Wow.
I do. I enjoy it, but it's a bit much now. It's too much. Hey, man, our good old friend, Barefoot Mac Hollins, his 1 year, and what a year it was here in Atlanta.
It was.
Unfortunately, he had a delivery system that, well, wasn't too good. That was Desmond Ridder. 18 receptions, no touchdowns on 251 yards. Goes to Buffalo last year. Gets in the end zone 5 times with Josh Allen. He's moved on. He's kind of a journeyman. But Mac Hollins now finds himself in New England. Needless to say, a couple of folks, he was doing an interview, and they said, what is with the bare feet?
I will say it's weird, but, man, his feet, I feel like this dude could walk anywhere on earth.
I mean, he literally is. He's like Frodo. I mean, literally, from like Lord of the Rings. Orin's shaking his head.
No, I'm just telling you. He's got the calluses that we don't have.
But what he's saying, Orin, is we've gotten soft. I mean, subsequent generations all feel they've gotten softer. Our great-grandparents think our grandparents are soft. Parents think we're soft. Younger guys, now we think they're soft.
My mom has shoes, and she lived hard. My grandma had shoes, and she lived hard. The hell is not wearing shoes, man? The whole country's getting soft.
No, I mean, he's just saying do something hard. He just happens to do something which is stupid. Yeah, that is hard.
Yeah. It's the wrong thing to be equating to soft living, back, Hollins.
Well, look.
Mess around and catch a fungus, and going to cut your damn foot off.
Oh, jeez. But you know what, Orin? There are a lot of people who grew up with no shoes. I mean, we think like now it's out of the norm. Go to some of these other countries.
That wasn't by choice, though, Carl.
Okay, that's true.
You know, people always think, Orin, when I get in arguments with guys on sometimes on social media, that somehow that I was like upper middle class growing up. We weren't. Right in the middle. Like maybe even on the low end with my mom being a teacher. I told a story. It was basic sneakers. Basic, as in the worst sneakers, like the ones you might get at the supermarket. And the old man would say, if you want Pumas, get a J-O-B. It kind of instilled a sense of, you know, value, but never barefoot. Nobody might.
No.
There was nobody anywhere I grew up ever barefoot.
No.
But, walking around like freaking Huckleberry Finn.
But here's the deal. But we're a generation removed from that.
Correct.
It's not like.
But it did exist.
Correct. We act like the folks that were born in the 40s and 50s, that, like they all had shoes.
Hell, we were just down in the Dominican a couple years ago. Those kids are playing baseball with like milk cartons and no shoes.
That's true.
So there's parts of the world where it's still going on.
I can't front though. I got 3 pairs of shoes coming this week. So.
Okay. You're a shoe guy. See, yeah. I'm not. A shoe guy?
That's different in my world.
I don't know. Oh, man, I mean, I literally, call me crazy. I'm on that Adidas club online. Yeah, look at the clearance first. Anyway, moving on.
Not wrong with that.
Speaking of value,
not wrong with. I just got these Hokas. Right. As a matter of fact, I got a compliment at the facility today, and they were like, "Man, first time I bought those.
You like them?
I do. They're very comfortable. Right. My deal is my arches are jacked, and I think I told you I was dealing with this Achilles strain, so I'm trying to find some shoes that work. But anyways, after all the research and talking to folks, but a guy was like, "Man, those shoes changed my life." We get so caught up in the brands and not what works for our feet.
Right. I'm thinking about the Hokas myself, though, Carl. Like,
yeah.
I've been doing some research on those myself. So.
Yeah, they're real, man. I'm just telling you.
And by the way, because while we're throwing it out there, I mean, last year I did the endorsement for Good Feet. I'm wearing them. I still wear them. And it's great. So you're like, try it out, man. It works for a lot of folks. You may dig it. Hey, real quick, speaking of which, we had practice today. I was standing on my feet here at Colony Square, one of the best Chick-fil-A's in Metro Atlanta. They do a fantastic job. The volume that they do here at 14th and Peachtree is insane. But today, as we drove back from Falcons, I had a chance to grab some lunch. So I'm just waiting on a salad and some nuggies. And I'm like, what's taking so long to order? There were two people working the register. And there's two guys, and they're ordering, and I'm trying to listen in, because they're dressed like foreigners. Not the band, but, you know, foreigners.
Foreigner.
Guy's wearing some jacked up leather sandals that just no self-respecting American's going to wear. Other guy's got, like, skinny jeans with suspenders on.
Was it a movie crew?
they were German. I think they're, it was sounded Germanic in nature.
Okay. All right.
And it was literally like, yes, I go with, yeah, I do the three, and...
They didn't know what they wanted?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I'm like, and the guy, then she asked about sauce. He goes, what sauce? I'm like, no, don't ask him. Don't ask him what sauce.
There's like 12.
And then she has to show him, and he's looking at, there's like a little...
A sheet, yeah.
And he's like, and finally, and I'm, you know me.
Were you saying Polynesian in the back? Were you telling him?
But you know how I used to be. This is, see, 5 years ago, before anger management, I would have been like, yo, Fritz, while we're young.
Yes, yes.
I didn't do that, Oren. I didn't do that.
There are no Chick-fil-A's in Europe. I just Googled that right now. No Chick-fil-A's at all in Europe. So
somebody's over here probably taking in all the sights, but I mean, it was like, you know, get the American experience. But it was literally like excruciating.
Mm.
And this guy, and the other guy in front of me, bald guy with ponytail and sandals, speaking in whisper. And can you please sort of repeat that? Like, hey, Hans, let's go. 15 people online. I'm sorry. See, that's old Mike. That's not. I'm
good. Well, when I got here, you were eating it, and you were like, you won't believe how the line was.
Nothing to do with Chick-fil-A. They did their work. So when I got to the register, and I looked at the lady, and I gave her the eye roll, and she gave me the eye roll back. So it was, you know, the unspoken word was there.
Yeah, because you're both going, that was excruciating.
Totally inappropriate. Also inappropriate, although I can empathize, because I've done it a few times. More speeding in Cleveland. We know that Shador Sanders got popped after he got drafted. This time, it's another Myles Garrett speeding ticket doing 160. And Kevin Stefanski was asked about it. Sanders got to make better decisions because, obviously, he needs to slow down for his safety and the safety of others. He wrecked a Porsche a couple years back.
Yeah.
He's been cited a few other times. Got to be careful. Plus, Ohio is like... That is like one of the worst states to speed in because there's no joke in Ohio. They're just little. They'll get you for like 3 miles over the limit. They're just ball busters in Ohio.
What he didn't wreck here. He just got caught for speeding.
Just got nailed.
Yeah.
Excited.
Yeah. Look, and Mike and I joke about this because we like fast cars too. You buy these cars to drive them.
Right.
And I know everybody's like, this is irresponsible. Okay, but if his name was not Myles Garrett and he got stopped, you wouldn't know. And so the reality is, yes, he does have to be more responsible in that area because he's a Cleveland Brown. But, Mike, all these guys. And by the way, how many speeding tickets is? I don't know. I got into this argument over the weekend with a guy. He was like, Shador's got all these tickets. I'm like, we're talking about a speeding ticket.
Yeah, I mean, look.
It shouldn't ruin your career.
I usually carry anywhere between 5 and 8 points on my license at any time. So, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I've got a tremendous attorney if anybody needs some. A referral. I've been to driving school so much now, Carl. I could teach the class. I really could. All right, there's your guy talk. Coming up next hour, we are going to speak with Grant.
We are. And we're also going to hear from our quarterback, man, Michael Penix, in the mix today. And did he spill the beans about Darnell Mooney? What's up, Darnell? We'll let you hear it on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.